fantasy challenge. So I wouldn't say that this fantasy is exactly my deepest, darkest fantasy, without consequences. But it is probably one of the most lined out that I have. Most of my fantasies are just brief moments with people that I meet where I imagine them fucking me or me going down on them or whatever. And this one is actually about a real person who I met, and there is a story behind that. So if you ever want to know that story, just ask me and I will tell you what happened. But I'm not going to go into that right now. So I've written this story and I'll just read it to you. Hopefully my writing doesn't appall you too bad. So here it goes. I'm in the shower, washing the shampoo out of my hair. Home alone. I hear the door open, and a couple seconds after, the shower curtain is pulled open, and he is just standing there. He's wearing what he wore that night. Jean jacket, green flannel shirt, and a black shirt underneath. Blue jeans and a brown cowboy boots. He says that he has been looking for me, and that I owed him for that night. He pulls me forward roughly, grabbing my hair, and he kisses me, pulling me against him. He moves his other hand down and starts fingering me. I moan in his mouth as I spread my legs for him. He pulls away. I kneel down and undo his pants, pulling him out and starting to lick and suck him. He takes off his jacket and shirts, watching me. His head is tilted back, lips parted. His hand is on the back of my head, gently guiding me. He pushes me away and takes off his pants and boots. I stand, and he gets in the shower. He pushes me up against the wall, my wrists and his hands beside me, his body pressed up against me, hard and ready. He looks into my eyes for a few moments, promising dangerous things. He lets me go, taking my head in his hands as he comes in close for a kiss. His tongue comes out and licks my lip before he presses his lips against mine. The kiss is soft and gentle. His hands move down my body, touching, feeling, gently rubbing, and squeezing. He pulls away, taking my lip gently in his teeth. He bites, pulling a gasp from my throat. He lets go and kneels down, spreading my legs as he starts to lick me. I moan, hands in his hair, tightening my grip when something is good. He works on me for a little while, gently inserting a finger inside me. He is gentle, caressing me. The team of his mouth and his hand bring me to whimpers and moans, my hips rocking with the pleasure of it. He can tell I'm getting close by my sounds. He stops and stands. I cry out in frustration, grabbing his shoulders. Everything freezes. He looks at my hands on him and stares me down with a sexually threatening glare. I slowly take my hands from his broad shoulders. I look at his eyes apologetically and look down quickly. His hands slide up my arms and turns me around. He leans into me, his breath hot against my skin. His lips start kissing, nibbling, and licking along my neck and shoulder. I start to rub up against him, ready. He lays a hand on my upper back and pushes me to bend over. He grips my shoulder and gently slides into me. I use the wall to stable myself as he pushes in slowly but fully, going deep. I am filled. He pulls out slowly, the tip coming to the very edge, and then he goes in again. He gets faster and faster, pulling me into him. I'm moaning, crying out, and shaking with goodness. I clench around him and he moans. He is slapping against me with a fierce need. He keeps his pace, one hand gripping my shoulder, the other gripping my hip. Soon, I can feel the sweet sensation of the beginning of an orgasm begin to build. My moans get faster and louder. He shifts himself and somehow goes deeper, gliding other things. The orgasm breaks over me and I cry out in pure bliss. He pounds me through this, keeping it going. Slowing, he lets me take a second for myself. He kisses my back, curling against me. His arms come around me, and he holds me to him, his front against my back. He lets go, standing straight, putting both hands on my hips. He pulls me out and shoves himself in. A moan tears from my throat. He picks up the pace again. We are not having sex. We are fucking, and he goes until he comes. He gives one last thrust, and I can feel him pulse inside me. He pulls himself out, standing me straight. He pulls me to him again, arms encircling me as his head rests on my shoulder. He kisses up my neck, turning me around, and then gently kisses my forehead. He smiles down at me, and I can only do the same. He grabs the loofah and soap, offering them to me. We wash each other, finishing the shower. We dry and get in bed. He tucks me into his body, wrapping his arms around me as we lie naked. I fall asleep listening to the sound and feel of his heart against my back.